Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, my name's Tesla. I've got a Roundup claimant on the line. His name is Patrick Williams.
Okay, Patrick Williams. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Patrick, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect, perfect. Again, this is Carolina talking on a recorded line here. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this or signed up with any other legal
No.
agency? Okay. Okay, sounds good. And was it yourself or a loved one, Patrick, that was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me, myself.
Yourself. I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what kind it was?
It was the B cell.
Okay. Was that the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
And was this the only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis that you've received so far?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it's just that one. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed, Patrick?
That were July 14th of last year, 2023.
Okay. Again, that was July 14th of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know roughly how old you were at the time?
35.
Okay. I see. And the Roundup, Patrick, was this used in the house or not in the house, at home or for work?
No, it was at home.
Okay, at home. Do you know the home address of where you used it?
Yeah, it was, I don't live there anymore. Give me a second.
No.
15431 Ashland Avenue,
Okay. Avenue
Harvey,
Avenue Harvey.
Illinois. Say it one more time.
You said this was Harvey, Illinois. Was this 60426?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I did find it. And again, the street address was 15431 Ashland Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, I did find that one. Did anyone else in the household use the spray or any neighbors that you know of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and do you have your birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years, Patrick, were you spraying the Roundup?
For about 7.
7 years.
Yes.
Okay. And in those 7 years, how often would you spray, let's say, a month? Was it a couple times a week, or maybe once or twice a month? How often was that?
It was just like twice a month. I try to do the beginning and the end.
Okay. About twice a month. Okay, now it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, Patrick, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, smartphone. And are you a citizen of the US?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, Patrick, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, any organ transplant, or another cancer requiring chemotherapy?
No.
Okay. And do you have any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I have Patrick spelled out PATRICK, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then last name I have is Williams, Williams.
Yes.
Okay. Patrick, did you have a middle name?
DeAndre. It's D E capital A N D R E.
Okay. And that was D-E capital A-N-D-R-E.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have a suffix to your name, Junior, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, Patrick?
Male.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Okay. And what was your date of birth?
5/21/1988.
Okay. Again, that was 5/21/1988. And your social?
3/24/82/6/9/13.
Okay. Again, that was 3/24/82/6/9/13.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Okay. And how did you first find out your the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was this like a commercial you might have seen online or something on TV? How did you find out that there was correlation?
Yeah, it was an ad. It was an ad on, I first saw it on TV, then I saw it on Facebook, so then I just went on and made the call.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. And when was it that you found out? Was this recently? Or a while ago?
Yes. This was just recently, a few months ago. It wasn't too long. Okay.
It does require kind of like an estimate date. If I put like, I don't know, let's say July, August of this year, does that sound kind of accurate?
Yes, you could put July.
Okay. So I'll put July of 2024. Just, again, around the time that you found out that they were correlated. Okay, and Patrick, what's your height?
Mm-hmm. 5'10".
Okay, 5'10". And do you know your current weight?
175.
Okay, around 175. Okay, do you have an email address that you use?
Yes. P-A-T, mm-hmm. My last name, Williams. 8822@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Again, this was patwilliams8822@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And the best number to reach you is this 773-220-6759?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Again, it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start spraying the Roundup? Was this like 2014?
2016.
Okay.
Yeah, October of 2016.
Okay, October 2016. And the very last time that you sprayed it, when was that?
Let me think. Mm-hmm. I want to say, when was the last time did I use that stuff? Oh, okay, July. July, yep.
Okay.
Yep, it had to be last year. Yep, July of last year.
Okay. July of last year, and you stopped using it. Was it because
yes,
you started feeling the symptoms?
Oh, yeah, yes. The symptoms, like, started getting even more abnormal, and so I went to the doctor, and then that's when I found out everything.
Mm-hmm. I see. And again, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know what it was that you sprayed it with around the house? I know it usually comes with a hand sprayer. Is it like that, or was it more like a backpack?
No, it was, I had like the concentrated kind, so I used to always put it in a spray bottle and just spray it like that.
So a hand spray, and you said it was a concentrated?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did you ever use any protective gear when you were using it? Any gloves, glasses, mask, anything like that?
Just gloves.
Okay.
I didn't think, you know.
And those are like the latex ones?
Yeah. Just okay. Regular, you know, the little garden, look, stuff like
yeah.
that.
No worries. And I know you spread it around your home, Patrick. Was this like a front yard, backyard? Can you be a little specific? Was it more like a garden?
We got a front yard, so it was in the front and it was in the backyard.
Okay.
So and then I guess you want to count the little the side of the house too, because it's a strip of grass right there that I was using it on.
Okay, so all around really, the front, the back, and the side.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Tika, it's the front, the right side, and then the back. The left side is the alley.
Got it. Okay. And what state were you mainly using this in? Was it Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. So it does ask around how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. I could do the math on my end. So you said about twice a month for 7 years. Is that right?
Yeah, twice a month for 7 years.
Okay. So it comes to a little under 200 times. We can round it up to 200. I know, especially with all those touch-ups here and there, you know. Throughout
7 years.
Is it okay if I put 200? Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine, because I know that I was at least using it twice, and I know there was some months that, you know those stubborn spots, like,
Yeah, of course. And did you ever get your water from a well and spray it anywhere near a water well?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. And where was the Roundup purchased? Was this like a Home Depot, Walmart?
Home Depot.
Okay, a Home Depot. Okay. I know it was a while ago, but do you have any receipts, any proof of purchase at all?
No, I wouldn't have that.
That's okay.
Nah.
It's not required, so that's completely fine. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay. And have you ever smoked at all, Patrick?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. What's your current employer?
Construction,
sounds good. And it asks for an employer address. Do you have one?
No.
Okay. No worries. Have you ever lost time away from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
Yeah. Was this back in 2023?
Yes.
And how much time were you unable to work because of that?
I want to say at least a month, at least. Let me see. Let me try to count. Because I was in the hospital those 8 days, and then I didn't go back to work for like, yeah, I want to say at least 45 days.
Okay. So I'm going to say 1 to 2 months. It is in that range. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any military background, Patrick?
Yes.
Okay. What branch were you in?
Army.
Perfect. Army. Do you remember your dates of service, at least the years?
That was ages ago. Let me see. 2008 to 2012. Yep. 2008 to 2012.
Okay. 2008 to 2012. And what type of discharge did you receive?
General.
OK. Did you ever get stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. And did you ever receive VA benefits?
No.
And do you have your Veterans Administration number?
No.
Okay, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits, filed for disability, workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, for example, have you been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, and do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Let me think. Dr. Ed McCall. That was her name.
Okay, Dr. Ed McCall, and this was in what hospital?
A-N-N-E.
Oh, perfect.
Or Annie, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And McCall. And what hospital was this?
That was Silver Cross Hospital.
Okay. This was in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I see. And Dr. Ann Ritke McCall, does that one ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And was she the same doctor that treated you, diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the medical records for this?
Not in my possession. They're at the hospital.
Okay.
I have them, but they're at the hospital.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll make sure to put that. And when did you start the treatment, by the way? Was it right away that you started treatment?
Yeah, I had surgery in July.
Okay.
And then I had the chemo in August right after.
Okay. So there was a surgery and there was chemo. Did you ever do any radiation or stem cell transplant?
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you have any current side effects? Anything that, you know, that still remains?
Say that one more time for me.
Yeah. Do you still have any side effects from the diagnosis? Any long-lasting conditions? Anything like that you'd want to mention?
Shortness of breath. I still get tired real fast. That definitely wasn't me before then.
Okay, so shortness of breath. Do you ever get any, like, chronic chest pains, trouble sleeping, anything like that?
Yeah, it's the sleeping and it's the chest pains. Other than that, I think I'm pretty cool.
Okay. And what was your primary address as of right now? It's not the same one from earlier, right?
No, it's my primary address is 8913 Muskegon Avenue. That's Muskegon.
Mm-hmm.
That's Chicago, Illinois. 60617.
Okay. I got 8913 South Muskegon Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Is there an apartment number? Or is this a house?
Apartment number 2.
Okay. Okay, number 2. Perfect. Okay. Okay. Now, we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period to prevent disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind, Patrick?
Yes.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And what was her name?
Lanisha. L-O-N-N-I-S-H-A. Phone number is 847-530-7212.
Perfect. And Lanisha, was her last name Williams as well, or was there a different last name?
A different last name.
Okay, what was it?
That's M-E-A-D-O-W-S.
Okay, so Meadows, Lanisha Meadows, 847-530-7212.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. And what was the relationship to Lanisha?
Girlfriend.
Okay, so now I do just want to go over some information. I do want to make sure I have it all correct here, Patrick, so we don't have to, you know, go over this all over again. I see I have here Patrick,
okay.
P-A-T-R-I-C-K, middle name D-E, capital mm-hmm. A-N-D-R-E, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I see the social as 324-826913 and date of birth as May 21st, 1988. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, besides that, it looks like I do have the information correct here. I'm sorry, one more time. The address was 8913 South Muskegon Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, in apartment 2. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to prepare a DocuSign super briefly for you. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send this DocuSign. Do you have a preference of email? Do you want me to send it to your text messages?
It doesn't matter. Either or is fine.
Okay. Well, I can do both, and then whichever one comes through first.
Okay, yeah, whichever one works. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, I did just send it. You can let me know when you do receive it, okay?
Text message. Yes. Signing an issue, finish.
Okay.
I'm done.
I did just receive it. Perfect. Now, what I am going to do now is I am going to send you a quick text message, Patrick. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information. It does take them about 48 hours approximately to, you know, get your paperwork in their system and to receive the files.
Mm-hmm.
So it might take them a while for them to reach out, but they are going to give you a call and they're going to verify some information with you. After they do reach out, if you have any case-related questions, you can always reach out to them. Before then, you can always, you know, shoot me a text message if you have any questions, concerns, and I'd be more than happy to help. Besides that, do you have any questions for me, Patrick?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, again, I'll make sure to get that out to you, and thank you so much for your time, Patrick. I hope you have a great day, and I hope the case goes well for you, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.